The following is a duplicate of Tape 1, Side 1 of an interview with Wally Wong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Oral History Project jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, June 25, 1980. First interview with Mr. Wally Wong at his office in LA Chinatown, conducted by Beverly Chen.
Mr. Wong, could you tell us where you're from, your native village?
I came from Toisan, the village of Wingsing.
Wingsing, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And your Chinese name?
Wong Weitong.
Uh-huh, okay. And your parents were also from the same
here,
place?
Toisan, yeah.
Toisan, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your father come here to America?
My grandfather came first.
See. What was his profession, your grandfather?
Slave labor out of Hong Kong.
And?
Right.
I thought you said he came here.
Yeah. Slave labor.
Working on the railroads?
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you much about it?
Oh, yeah.
Which railroad?
Union Pacific. From Sacramento to Ogden. Utah.
Ah, I see. And when did he come here, do you remember?
I think it was 1851 or 52, somewhere around.
Mm-hmm. And he came to Stockton?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I see. Do you know why he came?
Oh, seek for better living.
I see. And then did he go back to China?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then did he bring your father over?
Yeah, he brought my father over before he went back to China.
Oh, I see.
I think my dad came here in 1908, I believe.
1908? Mm. At that time, were you were born already?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You were born in 1904, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your father came here by himself?
No.
With your grandfather?
That I don't know. But my grandfather sent for him.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. And what did he do? Did he also work on the railroad?
No, he started working in hotels.
As a helper?
Dishwasher
in a hotel.
And helpers.
In San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And then?
Then the Chinese usually follow the railroad to earn a living by buying restaurants near railroad stations, and most of them pack lunches, sandwiches for the railroad workers.
Uh-huh.
That's before dining car comes in. So it was quite a healthy living.
Your father did that?
Most Chinese did that, not only my father,
uh-huh,
most Chinese did that. That's how the Chinese were able to move about in America.
Mm-hmm.
That no matter where you go, you can find a Chinese restaurant around either the courthouse or railroad station.
Why courthouse?
That I really don't know, but most courthouses are located pretty close to the center of the city. Due to traffic, people moving in and out, that they have to eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Most Chinese restaurants in those days operate almost 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Once they buy a restaurant, they throw the key away.
Oh, I see.
By pure endurance and really hard labor, to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they survive the best way they know how.
Did your father work before he came to San Francisco?
That I don't know. No, I doubt it very much, because we did come from a Nagarian family.
Right, agrarian.
Nagarian, you know, agriculture, farm.
Yeah, right. Mm. So he was a farmer?
everybody in China has got to be a farmer.
Okay.
Because China, prior to 1900, industrialization of that society was scarce.
Right. No, some people are landlords or at least upper middle.
That's up north. In southern China, most of the social systems are a little different.
Do you know how many brothers and sisters your father had?
My father had two sisters and just himself.
Just, he had two sisters?
And himself.
He came over here, but his sisters did not?
No.
I see.
You see, the Chinese exclusion law came in somewhere in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, the Chinese ladies or their wives did not come along. But prior to that, they did bring their wives.
But your grandfather never did.
No. The I mean,
even though he came here very early.
He could have bought, but he did not.
Do you,
in those days, the language barrier was probably a big thing for the Chinese to bring their woman over.
Language? They neither of them spoke English.
Yes, that's right. But
so.
And you know, it's sort of a life that quite lonely, and that's why the Chinese band together
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco or any quarter.
Your grandfather never went back to get your grandmother over
no.
here? He just brought his son over, which
uh-huh.
is your father,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And your father, did your father bring your mother back here?
No.
When did you come to Los Angeles?
I came to Los Angeles many times, but I came here to live in 1947.
Well, you mentioned coming here in 1916.
I came to America in 1916. My dad bought a restaurant in Duluth,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota,
uh-huh.
by the railroad station.
Uh-huh.
And we lived there for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And we bought a restaurant in Minneapolis, so we went down there in 1917. And I lived there until 1960. And came to
60. 60?
Mm-hmm.
In Minneapolis?
Yeah, in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And,
But you say you came to Los Angeles to live in 47?
Yes, because I had two daughters that liked to go to school out
there. Mm-hmm.
And, let's see, yeah, 1947.
So,
And I went back to Minneapolis to remodel the old restaurant because it's getting old, and right after the war, the material shortage in American society was scarce.
Mm-hmm.
I waited until 1949 before I remodeled the old cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there until 1960.
Which years were you in Los Angeles prior to 1945?
Oh, I came here in 1939, and drive to San Francisco to see the war fair in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed here for quite a few months,
mm-hmm.
and took the family back home again. And then came out again.
In Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. We came out again because my wife has sisters here.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've been in and out of Los Angeles a lot.
From 39 on?
Uh-huh, from 39.
How about like around 41, 42, World War II?
Oh, that's, I had to stay in Minneapolis because of the war. In fact, I was 1A, the rest of them. 1A in the Army, you know, registration, they call it 1A, 1B, and so on and so forth. However, I was never called to service.
When did you become a citizen?
I became a citizen through my father.
As soon as you got here?
Oh, yeah.
America.
Those days it's called son of a native.
And your father got it through?
My grandfather.
How did your grandfather get it?
I think he was working in Hong Kong as a laborer, and they went over to solicit labor help for the railroad, and he came, the whole group of them.
Prior to 1945, how many months did you say you have spent in Los Angeles altogether?
In and out of Los Angeles, probably about once a year for 2 or 3 years.
So altogether about 7-8 months?
Mm-hmm. I like Los Angeles. That's why I came here to live in 1960, because my wife had sister and brothers here. Most of her sister and brother were native of New York.
When you came here to the United States, I mean, in 1916, where did you land?
San Francisco.
And you lived there?
I didn't live on Grand Avenue too long. I lived in Oakland for about a year with an aunt of mine. I went to Lincoln School, my first school in America, in Oakland. And didn't learn much. In fact, most of my learning to speak English is actually in Duluth, Minnesota. Were hardly any Chinese at all. Most of my playmate were either Finnish extraction, Scandinavian extraction, and some Italian extraction, and few Jewish extraction. Those were my playmates.
You didn't, they didn't exclude you because you looked different?
Oh, there's some racial prejudices, but not among the children. Mostly were probably from teenagers, more than just the below the 10th, age of 10. Racial prejudice back in 1916 basically were mostly from teenagers up. Children below 10, even then, doesn't have any racial prejudice.
When you were in Los Angeles, where did you live?
Here? The first house I bought in Los Angeles was on Gregory.
I mean before 1945, where you just came?
Well, just came living in hotels, and that's before motel.
Which hotels?
I think we stayed at the embassy, not the ambassador, the embassy down in, I think it was either Figueroa, I think. And that was a pretty nice hotel back in those days.
Back in 1939?
1939.
Did you have any problems checking in?
Oh, no, not those days, not in 1939. No problem.
While you were in Los Angeles prior to 45, did you encounter anything unusual or that, you know, stuck out in your mind? But did you find the people here different, or were you treated in a different manner?
No, because my communication in English were good enough to be accepted any place.
Do you speak Chinese at home?
No.
You spoke English with your parents?
No. In my growing up there in America,
oh, with your father, I should say.
Father mostly were Chinese, because
you
in those.
Say it right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I didn't acquire the Samyup until I went to Canton to live.
Where? Canton?
Canton City.
Hongjiao.
I was there from late 30 to the summer of 32.
You went back from America?
No, the first time I lived in Kong Jiu-Zi, I was wrong. The first time I lived in Kong Jiu-Zi was 1923.
Oh, first time you lived in Guangzhou, 23.
To 24.
You had gone back from Minnesota
to Canton. To Canton, Kong Jiu-Zi, yeah.
Oh,
with my father.
With your father?
Uh-huh. He was able to utilize his American dollars built housing projects for the poor. Most his projects were built around the Simon, near the pagoda.
So did you help him with his housing project?
No. He was a generous man. He built those living quarters for the coolies and also for the rickshaw man.
All by himself, or did he co-join hands?
No, all by himself. He utilized a great deal of his experience at. He lived here in America. He created the community kitchen, community bath. In those days, he only charged $5 for a room, single room.
Oh, I see.
For the coolies, which I admire his thinking.
$5 a day?
One dose.
A month? Oh, yeah. But then $5 for.
A lot of money. For the coolie was a lot of money, $5 a month.
So why did he charge?
Well, it's cheap compared with other places where they live. In a newer building, better conveniency.
So
do you know much about Chinese history?
Yeah, but we're mostly concerned with Los Angeles history.
You see the Keha, which is Manchurian.
Mm-hmm.
We bought these land, or these old broken down homes in the Keha, mm-hmm. Keha guy, cheap.
Yeah.
And I admired my father's thinking and also his responsibility too.
Did he come back to the United States?
No, he never came back.
You came back?
I came back in 24.
Uh-huh.
To further my
education. Back to Minnesota?
Mm-hmm. He left a share of his restaurant to me.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go back.
I see. And you finished your education?
No, I never had an opportunity to go back to school.
You finished high school?
My former education is up to date.
Eighth grade. Hmm. And then you had to help out?
Oh, yes.
Did you go to Chinese school?
Yes, I did when I was a little boy, but I didn't retain much of my Chinese. And yet I was able to retain my native tongue and help.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Wally Wong.